Corrections is a state agency with a nearly billion-dollar budget. It's already taken nearly $36 million in cuts, mostly in the way of some 700 job cuts. Secretary of Corrections John Litcher says the prison system is as lean as it can be.
In reality, yes, it is a big budget, but we have a big task and a big demand of us by our population and by our society.
Litcher says comparisons to other states don't add up. Minnesota is cited as one state with a similar crime rate and much lower prison costs. Litcher says that's partly because that state lets counties perform the probation and parole functions. One comparison that interests some task force members is the cost Wisconsin is paying for other states to keep our prisoners. Republican Representative Glenn Grothman of West Bend says it's costing $44 per prisoner per day out of state and $71 here at home. Grothman says he would like to reduce the in-state cost by cutting programs for inmates, programs in education or treatment.
I don't think we have to look at a reduction in the number of people in the prison system. I mean, right now we have about 20,000 people in the prison system, and I don't foresee any dramatic decrease in the number of people in the prison system. I look for a decrease in the cost per person in the prison system.
The union leader who represents prison guards says lawmakers must be careful. Marty Beal is out to protect his workers.
But as you cut positions in corrections, you begin to diminish the security of these institutions because we are currently at a minimal level of staffing to provide safe and secure settings in these institutions.
One task force member applauded the scheduled opening of a new facility in her district, but complained about paying the health care costs for its inmates. Another member called the whole exercise and budget review by the panel a waste of time and money. He didn't want to be named, but he complained it's costing thousands of dollars in per diems for members to listen to agency presentations instead of simply reading the budgets at home. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.